with the, our normal guitar player. And I was like, you know, you guys would sound good with a bass player.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, it's a rare thing when voices just blend that nicely.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun playing with
him. I've never seen a guitar strap quite like what he's got on.
Wakes up and says, "My name." I broke my nail. If you want to be in this room, you should come in this room. If you don't want to be in this room, that's okay. But you should also come in this room. I'm going to have John and Glenn come up and play some songs with me. They were nice enough to invite me to come on this tour with them. They're from San Juan Island in Washington State. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I go by Plastic Wildflowers. Thanks for having us. Thank you. talking about vibe setting before the show, and K&Co was a great vibe setter.
Yeah. You're the opener. You got a job to do to set the vibe.
It's a big job, it's not easy.
The aperitif.
Thanks so much for to Josh for hosting this. I know this is supposed to be a backyard show, but it kind of feels, thank you so much, kind of feels like a backyard show still. I know.
An animal house.
Kat, Chris, and Sophia, maybe is their house that was supposed to have it, so give it up for them. And continuing to help host through all that. We found ourselves in
Thank you. Give it up for John and Glenn. John suggested I mix it up tonight, and now I don't know what to end with. Man, there's a lot that I want to play that I haven't practiced all week. All right. I know whenever anyone says, oh, I might butcher this, it's like nobody cares. Actually, everyone wants to see you butcher it. I might really butcher this. This song is the newest one I have, and it was written with my friend Jamie Berland. We have a new band together called Beauty Standards. So I'm going to try to play that song. Thank you. Thank you for bearing with that. Should I do one more? I'm gonna end on that note.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. We got tapes in the back that Glenn plays flute on.
Genealogy of music or what he listened to. Are you a Jonathan Richman person?
I heard that name.